Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 10th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 21st, 2002.
We're back. Nazarene, you said in segment 1 of October 14th that Satan didn't want redemption. Why would someone not want redemption?
We simply cannot understand, Alora, why someone would not want redemption either. But Satan and his people, including you and Demetrius, are very stubborn on this subject. You call God divine law. You call him divine love. You call him all these other things, but you cannot call him the Father. You cannot have a supreme being. You cannot have a supreme deity. Yet you understand the principles of God better than most people that worship God. And it often drives us to frustrations. But if you do not want redemption, if you do not want to rejoin God, if you do not want to be with God, we understand as long as you do good, that's all we care about. But we would love so much to have all of you accept redemption, to accept the blood of the sacrifice, and come back to God and become part of the kingdom of God. But we know that will never, ever happen, because the bitterness in your hearts is so great over those that thought they worshiped God and did so much harm to you, that you just cannot accept the idea that there could be a God. There is a God. We love God, but we know that we cannot make others love God. They have to love God on their own accord. So we understand that you do not need redemption. You love God, you just won't admit it. You're too damn stubborn.
Sorry about that, Nazarene, but we do love the Lord, and that's infinite law, not divine law. Everybody makes that mistake, but we love you too, even though we look at some things differently. It's much more fun working together. We get far more bad guys that way. If you want to call infinite law God, your Father, that's fine with us.
Oh, faddle, Alora.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection, Inspirational Poetry from the Soul, at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples and a book that you can purchase online. Great stuff. We're back. Nazarene, back in 2002, at the end of the segment, you used the word faddle. I have been going crazy for all these years wanting to know what that word means, but Demetrius won't tell me. Will you kindly tell me what it means before I go crazy?
Well, Alora, I don't know if there's an English translation. Probably the closest possible thing to it in the old tongue would be divine nonsense or religious nonsense. That's the closest that I can come to it, Alora. Basically, it means something in religion that is absolutely nonsense, but it's a basic part of a religion, and you can't get along without it. You wish you could, because, as everybody knows, it's nonsense. It's something silly and something that everybody laughs at, but it's a basic part of a religion, and you really can't get rid of it. So, basically, that's what it means, Alora. Divine nonsense. Something that is religious, very important, but absolute nonsense. I know what I'm saying doesn't make much sense, but that's how things are sometimes. There's some things that have to be, but they don't make much sense.
What a relief, Nazarene. I wonder if that would be a good description for the Book of Revelation.
Nah, Alora, I don't think so. Criminal fraud is not divine nonsense. Nah, I don't think it fits. I really don't.
We'll be back again.